Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Your circle can make or break you. Want to be better? Surround yourself with better. 9 years old, that is the age that I tasted what it was to not be told what to do every second of my existence, as this is the age where I proclaim my own independence as a human. You see, I grew up in the hood, and what kids did there for fun was interesting to say the least. I did almost all of it. My circle of influence was constructed of homeless people that I loved talking to because of their stories. The drug dealers, the taggers, the gangsters, the plain old hardworking folks. I did not discriminate. I was a social butterfly. But my circle of influence at this point got me in trouble, a lot of trouble, and often. At 11 years old, I ended up in juvenile hall, and my stay there lasted 3 months, and I was released on probation for a very long time. Now, I don't blame my circle of influence a single bit because I did what I did for me, and because in the end, I decided to be part of that circle. It was my decision to be surrounded by them. The one thing that did come out of this whole point in my life is that my mother was finally at peace that, for one, I was off the streets, and two, the drug test given to me in juvenile hall came back negative. For the longest time, my mother feared what most mothers fear when their children grow up in this type of environment, that I had become a drug user. This, I can proudly say, even till this day, I have never in my life used any type of drugs, not even a cigarette. It was not until years later that I decided to change my circle of influence, and when I did, my whole world changed. I wanted to be better, live better. I knew that changing my circle of influence was the only way, and so that is what I did. I am a firm believer in the whole idea of nature versus nurture, and I root heavily for nurture. We cannot change our DNA, but we can change who we surround ourselves with. Want better? Surround yourself with better. Who you let into your circle of influence matters a lot. If you're currently not happy where you are financially, physically, spiritually, or emotionally, it is time to study your surroundings, your habits, your will to do things. But most importantly, it is time to take a deep look into who you spend your time with and what you spend your time consuming. It is not just the people you surround yourself with, but also the content you consume. It is time to do what I call a cleanse of your circle of influence. It is a must-do every time you are looking to level up in any aspect of life. This is not to say that you should dump all of your friends and never speak to them again, though there are some you must. This is to say that whatever higher level of life you want, whether it be financial, physical, spiritual, or emotional, it requires a different sphere of influence that will help you get there. And until you are ready to recognize that this and make the necessary sacrifices, the next level of life simply will not happen. You must cleanse and choose your circle of influence. There are two famous quotes that will forever hold true. "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with," Jim Rohn. And "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future," Randy Gravitt. They hold true because they speak the truth. The people we spend time with most, whether it be family, friends, coworkers, hold the highest influence in what we do, how we do it, and whether we do anything at all towards what we want out of life. Sometimes this influence is good. It is the influence that is not good that I want to talk about today. The type of influence that in some way, shape, or form is holding you back. The type that only becomes some form of baggage to your own growth. Is it hard? Of course it is. But isn't it harder to not have what you truly desire out of life, whatever that is? For me, I made the decision over 18 years ago to drop all of my friends and bad habits. And I mean all of them. I moved from the neighborhood I grew up in and never looked back. Did I still talk to many of them when I would occasionally run into them? I did. I just did not spend any time with them anymore, at all. When I did this, my life changed drastically for the better, and it set my life in a much different, positive trajectory. My second wave of cleansing came about 9 years after my first initial cleanse, and that time all I had to step away from was my immediate family. It was hard, but a requirement for me to continue to grow as a person in every aspect of life, especially since I was becoming a father. The influence I wanted not just for me, but for my children, was a different level of influence, a better one. So I stepped away from my immediate family, and as hard as it was one of the best decisions I have made in my life. My life, because of these two critical cleanses I made and remain firm on, have made a major impact in the quality of life that I enjoy and that my family today enjoy as well. And I do not just mean financially. but emotionally do, which for me is even more important. The truth is that you can be financially set. You can be in your best physical form, but still be drowning in an emotional roller coaster. And because of that, no amount of financial success or toned body will ever be enough. The mental health must come first. The mental health is what allows for everything else to be fruitful. Unfortunately, the mental state is what most neglect because it is something that cannot be seen. But if left unchecked, it can be a slow killer of dreams and people as a whole. The people we spend time with the most, what we consume the most, is what becomes our circle of influence for our mental well-being. And this by far must be the first area we should all take inventory of. If we do this, the financial success will follow. We do this, and our physical well-being will be optimized in ways many never thought possible. Protecting our mental health through cleansing our circle of influence is by far the best gift we can give to ourselves and our loved ones. It is the number one thing anyone can do to impact their lives in the most positive way. Yes, it means stepping away from longtime friends. Yes, it means stepping away from actual family members. Yes, it might mean that a change of where one works is required. But I tell you what, you owe it to yourself first. Your mental health must come first before anyone else's. Simply because by you taking care of your mental health first, everyone that depends on you wins. You do not owe your mental health to your friends, your parents, your other family members, the company you work for. You owe it to you and you only. I can promise you one thing that I am 100% certain of. Protect your mental well-being at all costs and be unapologetically about it, and you will experience your life take off in every aspect you desire. If you are not financially where you want to be, you will get there. If you are not physically where you want to be, you will be. If you are financially and physically where you want to be, but simply are not happy or stressed most of the time, making your mental well-being a priority will fix it. But you have to be willing, not ready, willing to cleanse your circle of influence from who you spend more time with to what you consume more of. It is a must. It is a much needed sacrifice that must be done in order to reach your highest potential. The North Star for all should be happiness, joy, and peace. And the only way to truly achieve this is by having the most optimized mental health possible. So today, make the conscious decision that you will take inventory of who you surround yourself with and the type of content you consume most of the time. Our circle of influence is not always people that exist in our physical world. It can be what you watch on TV, online, the news you watch, to the type of books you read. Take inventory and ask yourself in each area if it is getting you closer to what you want or holding you back. And do not just take inventory. Make the necessary decisions that you must make in order to move your life to the next level you desire. It will be hard, no question about it. But if you do not have what you desire in your life, you have been dealing with hard anyway. So might as well deal with the kind of hard that will assist you in leveling up. Time to level up by controlling and impacting what you can, what has influence over you. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts as nothing happens until actions are taken.